everyone. All right, well, here we are, second Red Day recap in a row. A little disappointing to have a couple Red Days back to back, but that's the way it typically is. Red Days get clustered together, and certainly the Green Days get clustered together. When we're on a hot streak and I'm being aggressive, I'll have back to back $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 days. In fact, the two best days that I've ever had trading, they were back to back. I made, I think it was $33,000 on, it was like Wednesday, and then on Thursday I made 40 grand. So Wednesday I was like, wow, this is the best day I've ever had, and then I topped it the very next day. Last year had something similar, had like a $29,000 day, second day, next, very next day, another $29,000 day. The winners almost always together. You know, FOMO in the market, you know, momentum in the market, it's just sort of, it all gets clustered. So as we have that peak of momentum, well, then we've got the bell curve and it comes on the downside. And right now, the last 2 days have definitely been on the downside. I had several trades where jumped in looking for momentum, didn't get it, stopped out. And, you know, I'm disappointed to have two red days in a row. I was being a little aggressive today on a setup that I thought looked really solid, and it just failed almost instantly. So got myself in the red, switched to my IRA account, tried to dig my way out, wasn't able to do it. So this is a day where I'm not gonna fight the momentum, which clearly is not to the long side, it's the short side. So gonna step back, readjust, be back at it first thing tomorrow. Now, reminder guys, this coming Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern, I'm gonna host a free workshop where I'm gonna break down my strategy. And I'm gonna talk about why I really don't get emotional when I have red days, because I've got faith in the strategy. I've been trading it at this point for so long that I know red days are inevitable. I know even red months will happen, and it doesn't really matter. It's all about averages over the long haul. And that really sort of helps separate the emotions that can come with, oh man, I just lost $5,000, or the big emotional spikes or peaks of, wow, I just made $15,000. Just all kind of gets leveled out, and this becomes your career. And one that, for me, is helping me make, well, $500,000 last year. So, you know, it's all about the averages. There'll be green days, red days, slow and steady, stick with the strategy. So if you want to learn a little bit more about my strategy, click below to register this coming Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern. I look forward to seeing you there. And enjoy the recap. As always, questions, comments, leave them below. And I'll see you guys first thing tomorrow morning. All right, everyone. So I'm going to finish today. This is going to be second day, second red day in a row, second red day recap of the week, third red day of the month, which is actually right on par with this being the third week of the month. It's just oftentimes red days get clustered together. Green days get clustered together as we have a hot streak. And then when things slow down, you know, you get a couple red days. And so today's a day where I started my very first trade right out of the gates on Kool, K-O-O-L, right off the gap scanner in my main account, and boom, you know, hit my max loss within the first 2 minutes. So on this one, this was our gap and go setup, break of the pre-market pivot, which was 398. I jumped in at 398. I took 12,000 shares for the break there. Anticipating a break over 419, which was the high of this candle right back here, and then looking for a move up towards 450. We didn't get that move. It hit a high of 411, and yeah, I was up 10 cents. It then drops down to 371. I'm still holding. I gave it a second for the first 1 minute candle to make a new high, but then it broke 370 and I had to sell. You know, I was willing to hold right through this area for that first candle to make a new high and then be able to maybe get out break even or even for a small profit on a red to green setup. But as it flushed the low of the first 1 minute candle, I had to stop out. So I stopped out with some slippage, got filled at 362 and 351 and 52, which is sort of a bummer. But, you know, that's just the way it goes sometimes. And again, it's one of those things, it starts to become less personal or, you know, less kind of emotional when you're just like, well, you know, I just trade the same strategy pretty much every day. And some days are green and some days are red and some days are huge winners and some days are big losses. But at the end, it all averages out. And so, yeah, you know, today's one of those days where I'm on the wrong side of the trades, but, you know, and obviously it's a setback. I'm down like 4,600 on the day. So it puts me back down to about 40,000 on the month. You know, I was up 50,000 on the month coming into Monday, and I lost $5,000 and then another $5,000 today. Yeah, I've got to be a little careful now because I've had two red days in a row. I went from having a $10,000 profit cushion on the month, $40,000 being my minimum goal. So that's great. Got my goal. And then I was trying to maybe double my goal. And using that $10,000 is a little bit of, you know, putting it on the line for the potential to turn it into $30,000 or $40,000 and be up $80,000 on the month. But pretty quickly, I just had two red days in a row. And so now I've got to be a little careful that I don't, you know, stair step down one step. Okay, 5,000. Second step. Okay, well, what happens tomorrow? I don't want to have, you know, a third step down or, you know, a really big step down. So it's time for me to base out a little bit. And that means, you know, maybe a small green day, maybe a small red day. Now, small green or small red would be the result of smaller share size. So going into tomorrow, I got to bring the share size back down. I you know, after your second red day in a row, you got to bring it back down. So I'm going to bring it down to 9,000 shares. Might even go a little smaller than that tomorrow. I'll see how I feel. But definitely not going to go 12 or 15,000 shares tomorrow. Going to bring down the share size a little bit. If tomorrow I can make $1,000, that's great. If I lose $1,000, you know, that's manageable. I just don't want to continue to have $4,000 red days. And whoops, and that's what's going to happen if I keep taking, you know, 12,000 share positions of, you know, these types of stocks that don't work. So, but again, I really not, I this one doesn't bother me that much. Same with CTRV yesterday. Certainly disappointing, but not that bothersome. What got me really frustrated was the trade last week. Which one was it? It was PRVB last week. That one made me pretty frustrated because I was too conservative on it at the beginning of the move. And then I compensated by being like way too aggressive towards the top of the move and went from being up $8,000 to giving back all of my profit and going into the red. That's always worse than just dropping into the red. You know, if you just go into the red, it's like, well, I was never green, you know, I just had this one wrong. But when you're up $8,000 and then you give it all back, that's pretty disappointing. So those days can tend to get me a little bit more emotional, whereas days like CTRV yesterday, disappointing, frustrating a little bit, but you know, just part of the deal. Sometimes these work, sometimes they don't work. Very similar setup to what worked on Jagex and gave me a $10,000 winner. Similar setup to what gave me a $10,000 winner on this same stock last week. And today it just didn't work. Cool, same type of thing. Break a pre-market pivot. So we're in a little bit of a pattern here, at least the last 2 days, where the leading obvious gapper has popped up and faded pretty hard. MGI also faded pretty hard. And of course, note that although MGI is shortable, and you know, that's nice for those that may have been able to see that setup, a stock like Kool, actually, that's interesting. Kool is easy to borrow at Lightspeed. That's kind of surprising. Well, I don't know, maybe that contributes to why it dropped. Usually these ones are a little harder to borrow, but I guess you could have traded both of these to the short side. So in any case, you know, was just on the wrong side of these two today. And now that we've got this little kind of pattern where we've had a couple leading gappers fade, I'm going to be careful tomorrow about trying to trade a gap and go stock. The nice thing about the gap and go strategy is that when it works, you've got a profit cushion in the first 5 minutes of the day. But when it doesn't work, you start the day in the hole, basically. And that's what happened the last 2 days. So rather than risk that happening again tomorrow, I may say tomorrow that I won't take any trades until, I don't know, 9:40 or something like that, 9:45. Maybe wait for a red to green setup. let things consolidate, let the dust settle a little bit, and then see what happens. Now, if I had done that today, obviously wouldn't have traded Cool at all. CIFS, this was a small winner off the high day Momo scanner. Basically hits the scanner, starts squeezing up, looked like it was gonna get halted at 89. Jumped in, it did not halt. The halt level moved up to 207 or something like that. Hit a high of 93 and then came back down. As soon as it could not break over $2, I was like, uh-oh, not good. Got out of the way on that. So little profit there. SOLY, 5 minute setup here in the morning from 1780 up to a high of 1825 with smaller share size, but didn't really hold or go parabolic. And CTRV, I lost on again today, jumping in on a 1 minute micro pullback right here. So first 1 minute candle to make a new high, failed. Could not retest the high a day, and I stopped out. So I think today's one of those days where if you keep trading, you're gonna get more and more frustrated. If you're trading to the long side, if you're trading to the short side, I don't know, maybe there'll be more opportunities, but I think generally things are going to kind of base out, go sideways. You're not going to have a lot of parabolic opportunities to the upside. I don't see that being likely at all. And I think that anything that does pop up will probably get knocked down pretty quickly by short sellers who have a little profit cushion from a couple of good trades on Cool, MGI, and, you know, maybe a few others. So today's a day, in my opinion, just to throw in the towel, not try to fight against this trend. It's like swimming against the current, swimming against the tide. If the momentum's not there, it's not there. You know, you're just gonna wear yourself out, get yourself frustrated. You know, it's like, I mean, literally swimming against the current of a river. You're swimming and you're looking to the side and you're actually still going downstream. So you're trading, but you're losing money. So, you know, why fight it? Turn around, go the other direction, go short, or just step out of the water, take a break and wait for, you know, the current and the tides to change. And I think that for me is my approach, especially since I'm already down, red in my main account by a decent amount, red in the IRA, whatever. This doesn't matter. It's $150. But, there's just no point in continuing today. So I'm going to step back. I'm up 40 grand on the month. I've hit my monthly goal for the month of June. I'm happy with that. I could walk away today and not trade for the rest of the month, and I'll look back at June, you know, in December and be like, yeah, June was a good month. I was up 40 grand. And on the other hand, I can keep trading and try to build up, you know, a little bit more. Wait for good quality setups, be selective, and by focusing on good quality setups and taking, profit at the right time, I'll probably be able to get myself up to 50,000, maybe 60,000 on the month. We've still got, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 days left in the month. I average 2,000 a day, 2,500. So there's no reason I can't make another $20,000 this month, but today is not the day that it's gonna happen. It's probably tomorrow gonna be a little bit of a day of rest, and who knows, maybe things will pick up. Wild card Friday, we'll see something really hot, and they'll start next week, you know, on a good note. But this is the way the market is. It's cyclical. We got hot cycles and cold cycles. So a little cold right now. That's okay. I'll be back at it first thing tomorrow morning. All right, you guys. I'll see you all first thing in the morning. If you're still watching, you must have really enjoyed that video. So why not subscribe and get email alerts anytime I upload new content? Remember, when you subscribe, you become a member of the Warrior Trading family.